Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Andre Thompson. This is the Word for Today Radio Broadcast Ministries. And I do apologize. We were on the road and time got away. We were stuck in traffic. Amen. I know I'm supposed to have the apostle as a guest speaker. I hope you're in the studios. I'm just pulling up to the place right now to get on the switchboard. Amen. But I do want you to know that if we have to reschedule, we will. I truly know that God had a word and does have a word for you on today. Amen. So I just wanted to know that I do have some good news. Amen. That I have been running around to speak to the mayor today and been going around to get the $1 million worth of liability insurance. And guess what? We have been granted everything that we needed for this outdoor concert. I've been running around all morning. The lessons have been coming in. My goodness, what can I tell you? God is a good God, amen. So I just pull up to the studio, amen. I'm about to go inside, praise God, and see if our guest is online. And we're going to go ahead and go on with this interview on today and let this powerful woman of God speak to your heart, speak to your soul. Praise God. So listen, while we're waiting for all that, I just want to let you know that coming on tonight, tonight at 11 p.m., that's right, it's Prayer Warriors International. Prayer Warriors International at 11 p.m. So if you know someone that's in need of prayer, someone that needs deliverance, amen, I want you to call in at 11 p.m. You're going to see everything. It's going to be documented on our Facebook page, amen. I tell you, and I got some more good news. I'm going to tell you, the Bible, American Bible Society, they said they're going to send up over 75 Bibles for the concert, amen. Look at God. I'm telling you, who wouldn't want to serve a God like ours, amen. I've just been running so diligently, and I thank God. You know, a lot of times they say, well, you got to have a lot of people to do a lot of great things, but I want to tell you that you don't need to have a lot of people, but you need to have some faithful ones that don't mind coming out, amen, and stepping out on faith, praise God, and just believing the Lord, let me tell you, amen. So I tell you once again, I'm just excited about what God is doing. I realize that the time has slipped by. I do apologize. We were trying to get back. I was in Pennsylvania. We're back in Jersey. My goodness. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can go ahead and, woman of God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I do apologize, but I'm going to go ahead and just move out the way. This is Apostle Nathan Forrest. I tell you, we just been running, woman of God, and I was trying to get back into Jersey. Amen, but we're here. So at this time, I just want you to go ahead and just minister and just speak what God has placed into your spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So good to be on the air at this time. Now, I just want to speak a quick word that I believe that the body of Christ needs, not only the body of Christ, anybody that is out there that is going through an issue. And I like to talk a little quickly about the peace of God. The Bible says in Philippians 4:7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." And he says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." We are living in a time where our minds and everything is in turmoil. We are twisted and confused, so many different issues to face, issues with children, issues with money, issues with jobs, husbands and wives, just issue. And I don't care what the situation is, it's an issue. And these issues have robbed us of our peace of mind, that we cannot eat and we cannot sleep, just issues. But Jesus declared in John 14:27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world giveth." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So if Jesus has given us peace, why are we so worried and frustrated? And I can tell you why. It is because the enemy comes to make us afraid. He comes to take what Jesus has given us. He comes to take our peace. And so we find something else is ruling our hearts. And I like to ask, what is ruling your heart? Is it fear? Is it insecurity? What is the ruling spirit behind your frustration, your anger? Colossians 3:15 states, he said, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And he says, and be thankful. Now, what kind of peace am I talking about? I'm talking about shalom. In the Hebrew, it is far more than the absence of war or conflict. The basic meaning is harmony, wholeness, soundness, well-being, and success in all areas of life. It refers to tranquility, a subtle feeling to be free from anxiety within our souls. And so it is the enemy who has come to disrupt our peace. And I came to tell somebody, don't allow the enemy to talk you out of your peace. Don't allow the enemy to talk you out of the peace that God has brought to us. Adam and Eve had conversation with the devil, and he talked them out of the peace that God had for them. This conversation disrupted and messed up the harmonious relationship with God. When you listen to the enemy's voice, he will, one, disrupt the peace you have. He will disrupt the fellowship you have with God. He will make you now afraid to talk to God. Genesis 3:10, Adam said, "God, I heard your voice, and I was afraid." And so God is saying to us, stop listening to the voice of the enemy and listen to my voice. So God wants to restore our peace. He wants to give us our peace back. I came to tell somebody that God wants to restore your peace. So though the result of the fall was destruction of peace and well-being for humankind and the entire world, God has planned to restore the shalom through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Peace have been restored. You can have your peace back. You can have your joy back. You can have your wealth and prosperity back. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the reigning King. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I came to tell somebody that the Prince of Peace is still alive. Therefore, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are justified by faith. And being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And in Psalms 34, the Bible says, "Seek peace, pursue it, go after it." Amen. Seek peace, go after it. Psalms 85 and 8 says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for the Lord will speak peace." Isaiah 26, 3 and 12 says, "You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him." I came to tell somebody, I came to command peace in somebody's life, in somebody's situation, in somebody's house. To somebody's situation now. God is commanding peace. He's bringing back the peace to your mind because you have lost your joy. You have lost your peace. And Jesus Christ came to restore. Don't allow the enemy, hallelujah, to talk you out of this peace. He has brought peace to your situation, and all we have got to do is trust God. Bind the enemy that comes to disrupt our peace. Bind the enemy that comes to talk us out of what God has for us. I came to tell somebody real quick and in a hurry that God only has good for you. God has a plan for your life. God only has good for you. I don't care what the enemy told you yesterday. I don't care what the enemy told you last night. I came to tell you right now. I came to tell you today that you can have your joy back, that you can have your peace back. You can have that settled feeling. You can have wealth and prosperity in God. You can have wholeness back. And I thank God for everyone that is on this line. And I command the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding, to flood your mind now. You can go ahead and laugh, because God is going to allow you to have the last laugh. He's going to allow you to laugh again, to have joy again. Your peace is being restored right now in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. I appreciate you, and I truly understand, you know, that, you know, one of the things is that there are a lot of people that are hurting, amen, and they need to know that they can find reassurance in God and also understand their DNA, you know. And I know you spoke about Genesis, the third chapter, praise God, with the conversation with Adam and Eve and what happened after they had ate the fruit. But one thing is, so I'm going to have you come back on again. I want to give you more time just to share some more, pour some more into the people's hearts, amen. And I find it robbery. I know God's an on-time God, you know. And I have put something out there on Facebook a couple of days ago that 10,000 people would just join and touch and agree, you know. And it wasn't so much that it was 10,000 people, because, you know, the scripture says that one could put 1,000, can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. So I wanted folks just to touch and agree and join with me on that, on God's prompt, on God's word. And, you know, I wanted to see miracles happen by Wednesday, and the blessing is going to overflow. Amen. The windows of heaven are open, and it's been an overpour of blessings, you know, and I thank God. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Apostle Nadine Forrest. Amen. And I want to let you know that she is the founder of and senior pastor of Bringing Back the Pentecost Outreach Ministry. Now, that's in Brooklyn, New York, woman of God.
Yes, it is.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, I want you to give the folks the opportunity to know where they can contact and reach you if they want to reach out to you.
Okay, we are located at 812 Park Place between Rogers and Nostrand Avenue. You can contact me on Facebook, or you can go on our website. It's www.bringingbackpentecost.org. And our number is 347-636-2277.
You know, I got to reach out to my sister. You won't believe this. My baby sister, she lives right there off of Rogers Avenue. She's got a house over there. My sister, her name is Stephanie. She goes to Brooklyn Tabernacle, but she lives there. She's been living over there off of Rogers and Nostrand for years. That's amazing.
Wow.
She's like your neighbor. I got to tell her, because she might even know you, you know. I mean, she's been living there for many years. But I'm going to have to tell my sister Steph to come by and visit you. She's right there in your area. My goodness, look at God. Amen.
Well, to have her.
Yes. Well, I definitely want you to come back. I'm going to have to get you to come back, woman of God. So
amen.
I might have to have you come back next week or something if you're available. Because I definitely, you know, I'm telling you, I got a call from the Bible Society. They sent him the Bible. I've been reaching out. The first they told me, I'm sorry, we don't give people Bibles. And then they called me today. God has been opening doors. I needed to make sure we had the $1 million worth of liability insurance. And I got the paperwork done today. I mean, everything is falling in place, you know. So I thank God for his miraculous power and what he's doing. I thank God for the members of Citywide Church of God. you know, Sister Maquita, Brother Isaac, and everybody else, my wife, everyone that's put their hand to a good work. You know, I really appreciate, you know, it's good when you have folks that don't mind, you know, doing work for the Lord, you know, I mean, apostles. So I thank God for the few that God sent me that's been, you know, and then just to make something, just to say something, rather. And then earlier today, I had a knock on my door, you know, because last week we did an outdoor service. I had got the tent, and we did an outdoor service, and I had a knock on the door earlier, and the man came to my door and said, you know, I wanted to know, are you going to be doing service? And, you know, he was inquiring about, you know, service. He said, I have a son, he's about 11 years old, and we can't do nothing with him. You know, we just want to have the whole family come out. So I said, we got Bible study tonight, so, you know, come on out to Bible study and join us, you know. So look at God. God is doing something. There's a revival. There's people out there that are hurt. You know, and I hope and pray, woman of God, that you get an opportunity. We get a chance to meet one another. Next month, we're about to embark on this gospel concert, our second year doing this. The theme for this year is Outside the Four Walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. Praise God. Yeah. It's going to be on Saturday, June 20th. Over here in the city of New Jersey at a park called Walters Park in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. So you look on my Facebook pages and everything, you'll see the posts.
Amen.
Amen. And for you that are listening on today, if you'd like to sow into the ministry and be a blessing, please go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org, or make a money order out or your check to Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 088886. That's P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 0886. Amen. And if you want to email us, you can email me at info@citywidecog. Praise God. Listen, y'all have truly been a blessing. I thank everyone for supporting us. I really do. I decree 100-fold blessings upon you, your seed, and your families. You know, I want you to know that we truly love you. Amen. And we are praying for you. Apostle, I want to thank you once again for answering the call. And I'm going to look on the program for next week and see if I can get you, you know, let me know what day you'll be available, because I definitely want to have you come back. Amen.
No problem, man.
And I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, we thank each and every one that's listening by the way of the internet, that's called in on the lines. Lord, I ask that you bless this mighty woman of God, even for being obedient and answering the call, Lord, this speaking what you have spoke to her. Lord, that the word, that the reading word will fall into the hearts of the people that are listening, Lord. Lord, I ask that you will increase her territory, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart, even concerning the book, Father, that you will just continue, Lord, just to bless the Lord, that this book will be a bestseller, that folks, women that have been hurt, been abused, neglected, will also benefit from what she has been through, that she'll be sharing with these women, Lord. I thank you right now for the ministry that's been birthed in her. Father, I thank you right now for releasing, even right now, Lord, a hundredfold blessing, even over her family, her seed, and her children's seed. I thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We rebuke, we bind up the backlash of the enemy. We cancel out the assignment of every assigned assassin that will come against our people, Father. We cover them under the blood of Jesus. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woman of God, anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
No, God bless you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Amen, amen. And I will, we'll talk soon. Matter of fact, when I get up the line, I'll give you a call, all right?
Amen. God bless you, sir.
All right, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our special guest on today, no other than Apostle Nadine Barton.
Show me your face. Show me your face. I want